Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are joined now by Stephen Jones. Stephen, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. I'm just wondering, you guys throw a pretty massive feast out at the AT&T Stadium for the media during Thanksgiving. How long do you feast on the leftovers? Do you guys do the leftover thing all week?
No, we didn't end up doing that. We kind of, I don't know what happens with those leftovers at AT&T, but thank goodness to a lot of good ladies in the Jones household, we had our own Thanksgiving Day there Saturday.
Now, when we got the chance to talk on Friday, you said that it looked like the team was going to stay the course with Maher, and that sounds like that's still the case, but y'all also did kind of a workout, it sounds like, Sunday. Can you describe that to us, and can you tell us why maybe things changed a bit?
Not really. We're good with Brett. We just want to, you know, as anything, you want to make sure what's out there as you move forward, but we're ready to move forward with Brett, feel good about it, and I know he's going to get going here. As I said, one of those kicks, I think there was got a finger on it or a hand on it and probably affected the kick a little bit. But, you know, Brett's got a good mind about him and feel good that he's going to respond, and just as our whole football team needs to, and we're going to have success.
Now, I know you guys are constantly paying attention to what your roster is, your strengths and weaknesses, throughout the year, and maybe how can we get better next year? At what point do you guys start really looking at the next season and what you can add or make even those decisions? Like maybe you feel like defensive tackle's a spot.
Zero focus on next year. It's all 100% right now on the Bears, and you know, we feel great about what we can do with this season, but there's absolutely zero focus on next year.
It is, and it seems like that is a sentiment that has been shared by the team. Do you get the sense that the rest of the team still also feels like all of your goals and all of your possibilities are still in front of you?
Absolutely. It all starts with winning the East. Obviously, we control our destiny. Got a little help from the Dolphins yesterday. And you know, we just need to stay the course here. You know, really focus on our execution, focus on getting better as a team, and you know, and get a win here against the Bears. And then, you know, if you get that done, then you build on that, and you move from there. But obviously, and rightfully so, you know, whether it's media, whether it's fans, are going to have their doubts. But internally, we feel really good about our football team, feel really good about what we can accomplish.
Yeah, winning obviously solves a lot of problems, too, whenever there's a W on the board instead of an L. So with Chicago on slate here, do you feel like you need to prepare a little bit differently for the cold weather, or do you feel like this is, you know, you got a good plan in mind?
Yeah, we feel good about our plan and feel good that we can have success. Obviously, Chicago's got a very talented defense led by Khalil Mack and company, and, you know, they can do a good job of putting pressure on the passer and, you know, play really good defense. So we're going to have to bring our best. We've played in these type of conditions, whether it's cold or wet and cold, like we did up in Boston, and we understand that can make it hard in the passing game. But as we said, we feel really good about Zeke, feel really good about our offensive line, and feel really good that we can run the ball if that's what's called upon. But at the same time, we know we've had a lot of success moving the ball through the air as well. The big thing we've got to do is cut out the mistakes, the negative plays, the turnovers, the things that you know, either get you behind the chains or, you know, obviously when you lose that turnover battle, you're fighting uphill. But we've got a lot of work. We've got our work cut out for us. This is a good Bears team as well that I think are, you know, trying to get back on track. And they had a big win against Detroit. And we're going to have to play our best if we're going to go into Chicago and get a win.
One of our favorite stories is when we were in Oxnard and y'all were practicing against the Raiders. Tyron Smith and Khalil Mack were going one-on-one against each other, and Khalil Mack beat him on a play, and Tyron said, no, run it again. And on that next play, Tyron put his one paw right in Khalil Mack's chest and threw him to the ground. Can you tell Tyron Smith to do more of that on Sunday or on Thursday?
I don't think I need to tell Tyron anything. I think, he's built to compete. He has so much pride in his game. That's why he's been a perennial All-Pro. And I know our guys are super laser-focused on this upcoming game. Know that it's all in front of us to get our job done and accomplish, as you mentioned, all our goals. It all starts with winning the East, and we control our destiny here. And it's, we've just got to get some momentum and, play the type of football we know we're capable of playing.
We got Stephen Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This team is not forced to turn over, I believe, in four straight games now. And that's not, that's historically not what the Cowboys have done. How does that change? How do turnovers get forced? How do you play a mindset of we got to get the ball?
That's, of course, easier said than done. And, it's kind of the chicken and the egg theory. Everybody says, well, you got to have DBs who make plays on the ball at the same time. Easier to make plays on the ball if you're getting pressure on the passer. So, I think those things kind of go hand in hand, and we've just got to be better at it. We've done it before, but we've got to get more pressure, and we've got to have our defensive back making plays on the ball. Certainly, Chris Rassard comes from from Seattle, where they had many years where they had some really big numbers on turnovers, and feel like we can get the job done. It's just going out there, no different than we were just talking about the offense. We have to execute. We have to make plays and get pressure and then make those plays on the ball. And we all know what happens when you win the turnover battle. So we're certainly cognizant of, and certainly something that we know that we've got to continue to improve upon.
How do you divvy up the responsibility for execution? Because I get on the surface, execution seems like strictly a player thing on the field, but obviously fans and me will sometimes lament how prepared a team is in any particular situation. So when you look at execution or lack thereof in a loss, how do you kind of determine where the fault for that lies?
Well, you got to internally go through it and see where you feel like you're not executing, but as an organization, we just it all goes together. I mean, whether it's the players, whether it's the coaching, whether it's, your organizational culture, to me, it all goes hand in hand. And certainly when you're not getting the job done, then you got to look at everything. And I know Jason's doing a great job of it with his staff and with our players. And certainly we're wanting to uncover every stone organizationally, culturally, just to make sure that we're doing everything the right way. And I do believe we've got a great group of players who are the right kind of guys who do things the right way. And that's why I've got so much confidence we can turn the corner here. And at the same time, I think we've got a great staff, a lot of great coaches who've had a lot of success in a lot of places, whether it's a Chris Rassard, a Rod Marinelli, a Jason Garrett, on and on. We've got a good group, and we've just got to go out here and continue to work hard, continue to fight, which certainly Jason, comes to work every day, holding people accountable to that in terms of his players and his staff. And then culturally, we got to make sure we're providing everything that we need to do as an organization to have success.
I think that's talking with Stephen Jones right here on The Fan. I think that's a really fascinating answer. I'm curious, from that perspective, the front office, is it easy for you to identify mistakes in the past that you've made, and are you the type of person that can move on from those quickly, or do you linger on mistakes and figure out how it went wrong? Like, how do you operate personally?
Well, personally, if you don't self-scout, if you don't, evaluate yourself, then you have no chance of improving. And, give examples. Will and I look at it all the time when we, let a Taco Charlton hit the waiver wire, who's a first-round pick. And I rehash that again and again and again of, where did we go wrong? What could we do better? Where was the miss? And, and continue to evaluate, how you do a better job of that. And I know Jason's doing it with his staff. I'm sure our players are looking themselves in the mirror on how they can be better. And I just think that's part of, how you improve every day. Certainly nobody's got this totally figured out. There's no undefeated teams in this league, and everybody's always, can improve. And certainly, right now we're middle of the pack team sitting here at 6-6. We're a 500 team, and we've got to, we're at a key point in our season where we've got to really make the changes, do the things that we have to do to get over the hump and go win the East.
There's some little bit of frustration with some of the guys. Maybe they're frustrated with themselves, but the frustration is there. It's a little chippy in practice. Whenever you shell out money for players, do you expect them to take on those leadership roles because of what their financial situations become?
Yeah, there's no question. It's the old proverb, who much is given, much is expected. And so everybody, I think, feels that, whether you're a coach who's making a lot of money, a head coach, a coordinator, whether you're Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones, and, it's your job to really hold people accountable in an organization, whether you're Zeke Elliott, who just, got paid a lot of money. We've got one of the highest paid offensive lines in the NFL. I know everybody feels like DeMarcus Lawrence, who plays hard week in and week out, regardless of pay. I think everybody is looking themselves in the mirror right now and saying, hey, how do we get over this? How do we get over this 6-6 mark and play better football and give us the opportunity to win the East and ultimately get in the tournament and then, take your game to another level.
Good stuff there, Stephen. You're heading up to Chicago. Do you ever look up on Google things to do in Chicago, or do you like have a little setup of, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do?
If we were going up there for a good time, yeah, we'd probably do that. But this is all business. This is a business trip, and we know how huge this game is for us, and creating some momentum here. And we've got it all starts with Chicago, one game at a time. But looking forward to going up there. Chicago's a great place. The Bears have a ton of tradition. They've got a damn good football team, and we're looking forward for the opportunity. We're ready to get back on the field and change the narrative.
Appreciate that very much, Stephen.
Thank you, guys.
There it is. No vacation, Kevin. This is all business right now.
The last thing he just said, that is very interesting.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Change the narrative.
I love it, man. Right now, also down the line, we have Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
No
trips to the Museum of Science and Industry.
See,
huh?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have all these opportunities, but man, he's all about business.
I was just hoping he'd shout out Lou Malnati. I'm kind of bummed about that.
What about Geno's?
Okay, yeah, my mom will be furious that I didn't shout out Geno's. So I was curious. The very last thing that he said, I think that's what so many Cowboys fans are waiting for. Get back out on the field and change the narrative. That has to be, outside of winning, the team's primary focus, because winning will change the narrative. Do you think it is possible to change the narrative that so many fans have about this team right now?
Yeah, I think they've got the opportunity to do it. I mean, it's not like all set in stone that this is what it has to be, losing three of the last four games the way they have. And so now you got to get over this defeat, because as I told you guys previously, this was probably the worst they had gotten beaten all year. I know they've had worse losses like the Jets, but this one they got beat, and he's right. They need to change the narrative of where this team's headed. When you lose that many games in a short period of time and you're sitting there at 6-6, it's a rare consolation that you're still in first place, but you got to play better, and you got to quit making mistakes, and you got to play better defensively if you expect to salvage this season.
In terms of the not making mistakes, that was one of the things I was curious from Steven, and I'm curious for you, how difficult do you think it is to divvy up the responsibility? Because nobody coaches like, hey, go there and fumble the ball or throw
right.
an interception. Like, how do you figure out where the true responsibility for some of those problems lies?
Well, I think, it's a little bit of everything, right? And it's not just the person that made the mistake. It's okay, how did it come to that point? Did the quarterback get pressured because somebody made a mistake out up front? Did a running back miss a blitz pickup? Did a wide receiver not see the blitz coming and cut off his route? So there's a lot of things that go into the quarterback maybe holding the ball too long or not seeing what's getting ready to happen. So, yeah, I think, you know, look, this is the ultimate team game. And I don't think you can just put everything on one person, one player, one unit. And I think from a coaching standpoint, the coaches look at it and they don't sit there and go, well, what's that guy doing? It's like, okay, I've got to have him better prepared so this doesn't happen. Now, do weird things happen? Yeah, right? I mean, how do you coach that the opposing quarterback on fourth and one fumbles the snap and the ball's just laying there and then he picks it up like he had dropped a loaf of bread and just jumps over the pile for a first down? I mean, I don't know how you coach that. When the ball's just kind of laying there, it's not like they weren't trying. Sometimes this game, you just kind of get weird things and, you know, things happen. Sort of like the field goal at the end of the half that got partially deflected. You know, was the kick too low? Did they get penetration? I thought they got penetration, but then how about this? There's Sean McDermott running down the sideline trying to call timeout, and he didn't get a timeout.
Oh, would that have changed everything?
Yeah, I mean, it could have changed.
I mean, you never
absolutely
know if he got the timeout. You never know what happens on the next kick, right? So sometimes just weird stuff happens, and you know, but you got to be good enough to overcome those things. And in that game, they certainly were not.
Yeah, and in some games, Kevin, you have to be good enough to overcome phantom tripping calls.
Yeah,
you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
when the NFL's like, yeah, sorry, we messed up
on
that one.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, call me on Monday. And it's like, okay, but that guy's working next week. I might not be.
Yeah, exactly. The glove situation. We've seen Dak throw in cold weather before. But, you know, we saw in New England it was wet. Will there be any consideration of what he needs to do in a cold weather or a, you know, potentially cold weather situation in Chicago?
Oh, it'll be cold. I mean, it's December, right?
Yeah.
No shock here.
It's not December in Texas, yeah, which is always
I mean,
weird.
I think I saw the low was supposed to be around 30.
Okay.
So at night, that's not too bad. Now, it depends on if that wind's coming off the lake, and then the wind chill will be down in the, you know, low 20s. So that's a different deal. I think from a glove standpoint, that has more to do with the precipitation, if the ball's wet or not. Because, I mean, he's played in cold weather before and gripped the ball well. I think he just didn't trust his grip when it was cold and raining. So, we'll see where that goes. I mean, that's got to be on the quarterback. You can't tell the quarterback, okay, put that glove on, or no, don't put a glove on. You know, he's got to figure out what's comfortable for him and then adjust in the game like he eventually did against the Patriots with the downpour. I mean, look at what the downpour rain did to that San Francisco-Baltimore game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, what, 17-17, you know, right to the end. So, and that was a high-scoring offense. And so, yeah, that stuff makes a difference on how you play. But here's the key thing. You know, we can talk about, you know, those adjustments on offense and anything. I don't care what kind of weather you're on. You ought to be able to play defense, right? I don't care if you're indoors or outdoors, raining, snow, or whatever. You should be able to play defense. And in three of these four losses, in two of the three losses, the defense just didn't play well.
They've been exposed, yeah. And,
especially with the tackling. The tackling is what drives me nuts because I feel like we've been at so many of those spots and then not to use this word, but not executed the tackle.
Or make a play. You know, don't be afraid to make a play. At some point, you know, you gotta create a fumble and recover it, or you gotta make an interception. And you know, when you lose the turnover battle 2-0, chances are you're losing the game too. You know, and the same thing in New England. I know they don't count the block punt as a turnover, but it's a turnover, and you had two of those. You know, the interception and a turnover. So the defense has to step up. And if you're going to go into a cold weather place like that, then you need to be able to continue to play defense and don't let Trubisky and, you know, and the rest of that Bears offense that at times has struggled this year to put 28, 30 points on you, because now it's a tough chore to be able to score that many points against a really good defense in that type of weather.
As we go on throughout the week, if you want to make other Chicago-based recommendations for the team to maybe celebrate if they win,
yeah,
then I think we should consider that.
Well, the only place they'll celebrate up there if they should win would be on the charter flight back home.
Okay, well, we can pick up food for them on the plane.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
and you're and
we'll
just
going to
cater it in.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Got you.
It's an NFL team. They got money.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to do it.
Oh, we're midday now. I got money, too. So I could probably pull that off.
I forgot you guys are big timers now.
That's right. Thank you very much, Mickey.
See
appreciate
you guys.
It.
All righty.
He's right. We make ridiculous amounts of money now, Corey.
You're welcome, America.
If you believe any of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.